You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They've taken care of one another. The community has come in behind the folks that have lost homes, and I think Van is going to recover pretty well, pretty quickly.
With a population of some 2,600, about 30% of the city suffered some kind of damage. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Hi, I'm America's behavior expert, Scott Farrell, and for the first time, I'm offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system I've used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
Brandon Bastian, the engineer of the deadly Amtrak train crash, had been complaining online for years about safety.
Engineer Brian Bastian had been complaining online for years about exhausted train engineers. In one rant on an online train forum, Bastian says everyone wants to extend hours of service to avoid inconvenience. But what will you say when the crew that's been on duty for more than 12 hours accidentally falls asleep, passes a stop signal, and rear-ends a loaded hazmat train, killing possibly hundreds of people? No word on what Bastian's work shift was on Tuesday when the Amtrak train derailed. On trainorders.com, he wrote, "It shouldn't take an act of Congress to get an industry to adopt common sense safety standards." Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Happy birthday to you.
Mark Zuckerberg calls himself a low-key birthday person, so of course he celebrated his 31st birthday yesterday by answering questions from the public at a town hall.
I can't think of anything more fun to be doing on my birthday than spending time with people in our community, talking to you guys and hearing about what your questions are.
Dressed in his usual jeans and gray t-shirt, the Facebook founder took questions from a live audience in Menlo Park and on Facebook. Zuckerberg got thousands of Facebook questions asking him to address the removal of posts and the blocking of accounts in Ukraine, where a conflict of Russia continues.
You know, I agree with the policies that we have around not supporting hate speech. I think that is a good set of rules that we have on the system.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 56 degrees in Flemington. Partly cloudy skies and calm winds. Today is Friday, TGIF, May 15th, 2015. Considerable clouds this morning, some decreasing clouds later in the day, and a high of 76, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers after midnight, low 54. Wind south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 40%. It'll be mostly cloudy in the morning. Isolated thunderstorms may develop later in the day tomorrow. A high of 83. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 30%. On Sunday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers or thunderstorms, 84. Chance of rain, 40%. Mix of clouds and sun in the morning on Monday, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, 69. Cloudy with showers and 79 on Tuesday, and plenty of sunshine finally on Wednesday the 20th with a high of 71. 59 in Flemington, Raritan, 56 in Ringo's, 55 in Stockton, 57 up in Phillipsburg, and 56 up in Highbridge. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Weather. Friday, Eddie Arnold. It's his birthday today. Make the world go away. It'll go away in about 6 hours or so when the weekend hits. It is 9 after 9. We've got to look at Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. Don't know if I can make the traffic go away, but maybe I can. We'll see. Looking at HERTTMA.com on my phone. You can register with them and get the email alerts for specific local routes, not just the highways. Or you can follow them on Twitter or check out their website. And the good news is there's nothing, so it didn't make the traffic go away. Not bad. Nothing out there. Plan on your commute this evening. Make sure you do it safe and sound. And it doesn't look like you need sun visors or sunglasses today, but just keep them in the car anyway. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, a little history from History.com for May 15th, 2015. We start off with 1942. On this day, gasoline rationing began in 17 eastern states as an attempt to help the American war effort during World War II. By the end of the year, President Franklin D. Roosevelt had ensured that mandatory gasoline rationing was in effect in all 50 states. We went through that a couple more times, right? We had it in 72, 79, did it in the 2000s. On this day in 1864, students from the Virginia Military Institute in Lexington participate in the Battle of New Market, Virginia, part of the multi-pronged Union offensive in the spring of 1864, designed to take Virginia out of the war. Central to this campaign was Ulysses S. Grant's epic struggle with Robert E. Lee around Richmond. So, VMI cadets battle in Virginia to try and get the state out of the war. In 1988, more than 8 years after they intervened in Afghanistan to support the pro-communist government, Soviet troops begin their withdrawal. The event marked the beginning of the end to a long, bloody, and fruitless Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. We're still dealing with it. It's 30 years later, and it's ironic that some parallels were drawn yesterday, as a matter of fact, with the administrations in the 70s and the administrations today. In 1896, a particularly intense tornado hits Sherman, Texas on this day. It kills 73 people. It is estimated the tornado was a rare F5 tornado in which winds exceeded 260 miles per hour. Storms of that strength happen, on average, less than once a year. Patricia Colombo and Frank DeLuca are arrested for the brutal slaying of Colombo's parents and brother in Elk Grove, Illinois. 20-year-old Colombo had left her family home 2 years earlier to live with DeLuca, a 36-year-old married man. The pair later killed Frank, Mary, and Michael Colombo in order to receive the family inheritance, unaware that the Colombos had written Patricia out of their wills years earlier. 1756, the Seven Years' War.
A global conflict known in America as the French and Indian War officially begins when England declares war on France. However, fighting and skirmishes between England and France had been going on in North America for years. The year 1941, the jet-propelled Gloucester Whittle E-2839 aircraft flies successfully over Cranwell, England, in the first test of an Allied aircraft using jet propulsion. The aircraft's turbojet engine, which produced a powerful thrust of hot air, was devised by Frank Whittle, an English aviation engineer and pilot generally regarded as the father of jet engines. In 1963, Gordon Cooper is launched into space aboard Faith 7 on the longest American space mission to that date. Faith 7 was the capstone of Project Mercury, the NASA program that put the first American into space in 1961 and the first astronaut into orbit in 1962. Cooper completed 22 orbits of the Earth and spent 34 hours in space. He was the first American astronaut to spend more than a day in space. On the afternoon of May 16th, Faith 7 landed safely in the Pacific Ocean, 4 miles from the recovery ship Kearsarge. Funny, you don't even hear about that mission anymore. 1972, during an outdoor rally in Laurel, Maryland, George Wallace, the governor of Alabama and a presidential candidate, is shot by a 21-year-old Arthur Brenner. 3 others were wounded, and Wallace was permanently paralyzed from the waist down. The next day, while fighting for his life in a hospital, he won major primary victories in Michigan and Maryland. However, Wallace remained in the hospital for several months, bringing his third presidential campaign to an irrevocable end. 2008, yeah, Pelicano was, and Anthony Pelicano was found guilty. He's a celebrity private eye. And he addressed the judge and jury. According to a report in the New York Times, he referred to himself in a third person, as Judge Dale Fisher had ordered him to do, given what he was representing himself. He steadfastly denied that he was running a criminal enterprise and maintained that he was acting as a lone private eye. Pelicano alone is responsible. That's the simple truth. He only allowed others to learn what he wanted them to. He alone made all the decisions, protected all the secrets, protected all the clients. It must have been bizarre to refer to yourself in third person like that. 1982, Ebony and Ivory begins a 7-week run at number one with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. And in 1800, on this day, President John Adams orders the federal government to pack up and leave Philadelphia and set up shop in the nation's new capital in Washington, D.C. And last but not least, sports. 1973, California Angel Nolan Ryland strikes out 12 Kansas City Royals and walks 3 to pitch the first no-hitter of his career. The game was played under protest as Royals manager Jack McKeon complained that Ryan wasn't maintaining contact with the pitching rubber while throwing. That is Today in History from History.com for May 15th, 2015. 51515. Wonder if there's some numerology to that. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Assure Shred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, Class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the Class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
It is 9:20. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingtonBarrera.com. We got some news covered in New Jersey and Hunterdon County especially. Let's find out what is on the news wire today. We have Nicole Mulvaney of NJ.com who wrote an article that says NJ's 10 most endangered historic sites for 2015 include Atlantic City and Bullseye House. So, Preservation New Jersey's top 10 most endangered historic sites in the state this year include a dilapidated farmhouse on the grounds of the College of New Jersey, sites in the paths of proposed pipelines, and Atlantic City. The annual list, announced Thursday morning on the steps of the War Memorial in Trenton, is meant to raise awareness and rally support for the state's endangered historic treasures. Quote, several challenges face properties of this year's endangered sites list, including neglect and deferred maintenance, threats incurred by proposed gas pipelines, stalled adaptive reuse proposals, and lack of adequate historic preservation funding, unquote. Preservation New Jersey Vice President Margaret Hickey said, quote, although the economy continues to improve, impacts to historic properties and places do not always reflect this, and some are threatened by it, unquote. Here is the list. I'm going to go through the pretty quickly and find the ones that pertain to Hunterdon County. Atlantic City, in its heyday, the boardwalk, beaches, and hotels attracted millions of tourists now faces a crisis brought on by the recent recession and competition from casinos in neighboring states. In Ewing and Mercer County, we have the William Green House. In March, TCNJ announced it would not endorse a fundraising effort to commit to any future use of that house. Historic properties threatened by proposed gas pipelines. Those include the 114-mile, $1.2 billion PennEast pipeline proposed through Mercer and Hunterdon counties, Williams Transco's $650 million 30-mile pipeline loop through Mercer, Somerset, and Hunterdon counties in New Jersey, and Monroe and Luzerne counties in Pennsylvania, the 28-mile, $130 million Southern Reliability Link through Burlington, Monmouth, and Ocean counties, and Tennessee Gas 40-mile pipeline from West Milford to Mahwah. Historic sites hurt by lack of public funding. We have the Ewing Presbyterian Church, the Hinchcliffe Stadium in Patterson, National Guard Armory in Patterson Passaic County, the Pitney Farm in Mendham Morris County, the Ryer House in Mattawan Monmouth County, the Thomas Brown House in Greenwich Cumberland County, the Cooper River Park Historic District, Collingswood, Cherry Hill, Haddonfield, Haddon, Camden, and Pensauken, Camden County, the Haynes Coakley Singer House in Medford, Burlington County, and that's it. Now, fortunately, unfortunately, I would say, the Union Hotel is not on there, and certainly that will be on the list soon if we don't get anything done. But certainly the area of Hunterdon County that is being focused on right now is the PennEast Pipeline and how that's going to affect things. So we're making news in New Jersey. The Hunterdon Medical Center's Speech and Hearing Center hosts an open house. Hunterdon County Democrat reported on the 14th that the Hunterdon Healthcare's Speech and Hearing Center has a new location. The Speech and Hearing Center is the oldest, most experienced program in Hunterdon County. Serving residents for more than 50 years, the center is now in the 31 North Office Center, 121 Route 31, Suite 500 in Flemington. On Thursday, May 21st, from 4:30 to 6:30, the Speech and Hearing Center will host an open house to meet the staff, tour the facility, and learn about the latest hearing aids. During the open house, attendees will be able to schedule a free hearing screening. The Speech and Hearing Center offers a wide range of assessment and treatment services for both children and adults under the direction of licensed audiologists and speech-language pathologists. Services include complete hearing evaluations, hearing aid evaluations, dispensing and service, central auditory processing evaluations, speech and language evaluation and therapy. We treat conditions associated with developmental delays, head trauma, stroke, learning disabilities, head and neck cancer, stuttering, and swallowing disorders. LSVT loud program for people with Parkinson's disease and vital stim swallowing treatment program. To schedule an appointment or any other further information, call the Speech and Hearing Center at 908-788-6424. Richard G. and the Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air is on Mondays. Perhaps they'll be talking about that. Otherwise, I'll reach out to these folks and see if they want to come on over and talk about what they have to offer. There's, for those of you who actually do need or have some hearing impairment, I have to tell you that the technology that's out there today is so much better and so much more improved than anything you've tried in the past. So you really should give it at least a try. Why not just go and have a screening and see what they can do, at least with some testing and some testing hearing aids to let you see what it feels like to hear through the new technology. Really, give it a shot. It really doesn't take more than just your 2 hours of your time to go over there for free. And we finish up this segment with RVCC professor to present a conference in Germany. The Hunterdon County Democrat on the 14th reports that Dr. Anita Rosenblith of New York City, Raritan Valley Community College Professor of English, has been selected to present at a prestigious conference in Germany this summer. Rosenblith will participate in a panel of the Women's Caucus of the African Literature Association to be held in June at the University of Bayreuth at Germany. The theme of this year's conference is, quote, African Futures and Beyond, Visions in Transition. Dr. Rosenblith will be presenting her paper, The Challenge to Colonial Epistemic Violence in Zoe Wickham's October and Playing in the Light, A Feminism for the New South Africa. The paper was part of her sabbatical project that focused on putting more of the world in world literature and the curriculum and interdisciplinary transnational approach. Dr. Rosenblith will participate on a panel titled Naming and Framing African Women's Writing. The 41st Annual African Literature Association Conference will feature a group of scholars from around the world who will examine the latest trends in the study of African and African diasporic literature and media. Raritan Valley Community College main campus is located at 118 Lamington Road in Branchburg, serving Somerset and Hunterdon counties. And close to 50 years, RVCC is an educational and cultural center that is nationally recognized for its innovative programming and service for the community and environmental leadership. The college offers more than 90 associate degrees, certificates, as well as career training, professional development, and personal enrichment courses. The college also has a performing arts center and a planetarium. And RVCC is committed to offering a quality and affordable education through effective teaching, liaisons with the community's businesses, and state-of-the-art technology. For more information, visit raritanval.edu. And I have somebody from Raritan Valley Community College on my show once a month, usually the first Wednesday. We've been doing it for the last 9 months or so, and have really enjoyed it. I had Dr. Jay Kelly on about 2 weeks ago, and hopefully we will continue that in the near future. We are at a break point. We're going to take a break, do the news and weather, and we'll be back with Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos is taking a lot of flack after records came to light showing he donated $50,000 to the Clinton Foundation. The problem? He didn't disclose the charitable contributions while reporting on the Clintons or their foundation.
Even though I made them strictly support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries, I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
That was Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America. ABC News says while it stands behind their chief anchor, it also agrees Stephanopoulos should have taken the extra step to notify them about the contributions. Fans around the world are remembering B.B. King, who died last night at the age of 89 after battling an illness. The King of the Blues was diagnosed with diabetes back in 1990, the same year he was the National Medal of Arts by then-President George H.W. Bush. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a real investment up over in the past 15 years and not pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
ABC's lead anchor George Stephanopoulos has been exposed for giving money to the Clinton Foundation while challenging those who criticize it.
George Stephanopoulos, ABC News lead anchor, has been found to have given $50,000 to the Clinton Foundation without disclosing the donation after he attacked critics of the Clinton Foundation on the air. Tim Graham of the Media Research Center tells USA Headline News he was stunned when he heard the revelation.
I'm a little stunned because you would think they'd be smart enough not to do this. He already has this image of being their former spokesman. Why on earth would you give them money? and then not disclose it. It's not just that there was this Peter Schweizer interview where he failed to disclose it as he went to defend the Clinton Foundation. He's interviewed Bill Clinton about the Clinton Foundation and never identified his own donations. He is as deeply unethical on this as the Clintons are.
ABC News says despite the breach of ethics, they will stand behind Stephanopoulos. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
Hi, I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell, and for the first time, I'm offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system I've used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
The first lawsuit has now been filed in the deadly Amtrak train derailment.
An injured Amtrak worker has filed the first lawsuit in connection with the deadly train derailment. Bruce Phillips was off duty, but he was on board Amtrak train 188 Tuesday night. The suit says Phillips was on his way from Philly to New York and was promoting Amtrak's Interstate Railroad Transportation Services. Phillips says he was violently hurled about the rail car, striking his body on numerous parts before he slammed to the floor. According to the suit, he suffered traumatic brain injury, multiple contusions, lacerations, and orthopedic and neurological injuries. He wants damages in excess of $150,000 for each of the four counts. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
The amount of bullying teens are subjected to at school may be on the decline. A new federal survey shows 22% of teens across the country said they've been bullied in 2013, compared to 28% in 2009 and again in 2011. That figure includes verbal, physical, and social abuse, as well as cyberbullying. About 7% of the students who reported being victims of bullying in 2013 said the bullying had been done online. The latest survey also shows the Midwest is part of the country where teens are bullied most often in school. Today is National Bike to Work Day. It was created almost 60 years ago as a way to promote cycling as a healthy and enjoyable way to get to work. According to BikeLeague.org, Washington is the most bike-friendly state. So get on your bike and ride. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It's 57 degrees right now. The time is 9:34. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Partly cloudy skies, calm winds. Today is May 15th. Considerable clouds this morning. Some decreasing clouds later in the day and a high of 76. Winds will be south-southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers after midnight. A low of 54. Wind south-southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 40%. And mostly cloudy in the morning tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms may develop later in the day. A high of 83. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10. Chance of rain 30%. Sunday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms 84. A mix of clouds and sun in the morning on Monday, followed by cloudy skies in the afternoon 69. Cloudy with showers and 79 on Tuesday, and plentiful sunshine 71 on Wednesday. 56 up in Highbridge, 59 in Tewksbury, 60 in Raritan, 58 in Ringo's, 57 Frenchtown, 57 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunter, and I'm Chamber Radio Weather. Time for our Hunter Chamber Radio Sports. Find out what's going on with our five regional high schools. We've got a bunch of tournaments going on. The Hunter and Warren Sussex tournament for some, and some state qualifying tournaments as well. Delaware Valley faced Pingree yesterday in boys golf and defeated Pingree 248-200. A 16-2 is the score. The girls lacrosse team over Barnegat. And 11-1, Raritan wins in softball. And, yep, I have the same score for twice, so I didn't need to read it twice, so. Central, 2-0 loss to Hillsboro in boys volleyball. 13-6 win over Montgomery in girls lacrosse. 192-172 Montgomery wins in girls golf. And Bridgewater-Wareton also won 200-172. So didn't look like the girls golf team fared too well yesterday. How about the baseball team, though? 12-0 shutout over Hillsboro in baseball, and a 10-6 win over Hillsboro in softball. North Thunderdon 17-15 lost to Montclair in girls lacrosse. 10-7 win over Ridge in baseball. And Ridge takes back that win in softball 8-2. Southland faced Belvedere in boys golf. 258-220 loss. And Voorhees, 206-200 over Pingree in boys golf. In boys tennis, a 5-0 shutout of Warren Hills. 10-0 shutout over Ferris in softball. Here is today and tomorrow's calendar. Baseball today is 7 p.m. Dillsburg will be at Delval. Boys golf match between Watchung Hills and Central has been rescheduled to the 26th. Voorhees will be at North Burlington for lacrosse, part of the NJSIAA tournament, 6:30. South Hunterdon Voorhees softball game has been changed to 21st. Phillipsburg will be at North Hunterdon for softball today, 3:45. The Delval Franklin softball game was played already on April 6th. South Hunterdon will be at South River High School at 4 p.m. for a first round of the state tournament. North Hunterdon will be at Voorhees for tennis, 3:45. Hunterdon Central travels to Bridgewater-Raritan for tennis, and Union at Hunterdon for volleyball. Tomorrow, Voorhees will be at Princeton at 11 a.m. for a baseball game. South Hunterdon will be at Pingree at noon. Somerville will be at Central for 2 for baseball. Haddonfield's at Delval at 11 a.m. for boys lacrosse sectionals. West Orange is at Central for 1:15 lacrosse match. Hunterdon Central hosts Sparta for girls, part of the Hunterdon-Warren-Sussex tournament finals at 11 a.m. Lenape Valley at Hunterdon Central, 7:30 for softball, Hunterdon-Warren-Sussex tournament. And track and field girls varsity Skyland Conference, fresh sophomore. The Central Red Devils will be at Ridge at 9 a.m. Monday baseball, part of the NJSIAA tournament. Delaware Valley is at Robbinsville at 4 p.m. The Gil St. Bernard South Hunterdon baseball game has been changed to the 20th. Phillipsburg will be at North Hunterdon at 4 o'clock for baseball, first round of the state tournament. Freehold Township travels to Central, 4 p.m. South Amboy hosts South Hunterdon, all part of the sectional of the NJSIAA first round tournament. Immaculata is at Voorhees golf tournament. That has changed to the 18th. Time change. 3:45. The Hunterdon Central Bridgewater Raritan girls golf match is at Green Knoll Course on 3 p.m. on Monday. Softball Gil St. Bernard's at South Hunterdon, 3:45 for softball. Voorhees is at Warren Hills, 3:45. Franklin has a tennis match hosting Voorhees at 3:45. And Randolph High School has the East Coast Relays going on. Hunterdon Central will be there for boys and girls. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Counter for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport, and it's a great way for you to enjoy a great competitive afternoon watching those tournaments, the state tournaments and the Hunterdon-Warren-Sussex tournaments. Great competitive effort going on there. Let's see what else we have as far as news in and around Hunterdon County. We have we had a incident over at YMCA yesterday that I wanted to get covered here. YMCA was evacuated in Reddington Township yesterday. The Hunterdon County Democrat reported on the 14th that the Hunterdon County YMCA on West Woodchurch Road had been evacuated, according to radio reports, after it was reported that a towel was burning in a woman's locker room. Responders were called in at 6:15 p.m., and really that's all we have at this point. Doesn't sound like it was very serious, but certainly they got everybody out there quickly, evacuated everybody, and got the first responders there to take care of the issue. And we have season nearing for the Delaware Valley River Tubing And the season nears, Delaware River Tubing is seeking variances. Seems like the same old thing we have to do every year. Rick Epstein reports that the clock is ticking for Greg the Hot Dog Man Krantz. He needs a place for his inner tube riders to park pronto, but the Township Board of Adjustment needs time to decide whether the public's interest and Krantz's can coincide. At the May 13th meeting, Krantz's attorney and engineer began the task of explaining how one big lot off Route 12 could be used for three things: Artie's Bar and Grill, growing hay, and the activities of the Delaware River Tubing Incorporated. The Delaware River will be warm enough for by June 20th for Krantz's 10-week season to begin, but the Board of Adjustment has no such deadline and only meets once a month. Aware that the next meeting is June 10th and that his client will probably run out of time before the township runs out of questions, Krantz's attorney, Michael Hoffman, tried to arrange an additional meeting, but the board members wouldn't or couldn't accommodate him. Hoffman also asked if he and engineer Eric Ripnerian could meet with the board's engineer Tom Decker on Decker's suggestion could be worked into a revised site plan to expedite the process. But Decker said the plan needs so much adjustment that he does not want to work independently of the board. He is concerned that he might recommend something that the board would ultimately disagree with, thereby disappointing the applicant inappropriately. Hoffman offered to produce an affidavit holding the township harmless for such a disappointment, but Decker wasn't having it. After 10:30 p.m., it was decided that the hearing would continue on Wednesday, June 10th, but there is no guarantee a ruling would be made that evening either. The variances that could be needed deal with parking space widths, buffering setbacks, the little office building, the percentage of space used for parking, and driveways. Krantz told the Huntington Democrat that perhaps the board might give him some kind of temporary approval that would let him begin operation in June while he and his professionals continue to adjust the operation to the board's specifications. Krantz used the site last summer but was fined and compelled to seek municipal approval for his activities. His plan calls for parking his buses and patrol boats, storing his inner tubes, kayaks, canoes, life jackets, all there. Customers could arrive on Route 12 and drive in the lot's eastern entrance and park their cars. They would then buy tickets and receive life jackets before they and their watercraft, all of choice, would be loaded onto the buses and taken to the launch site just south of Frenchtown. After their aquatic adventure, which includes mid-river hot dogs, they would board a bus to the Byram section of Kingwood, return to the staging area, get to their cars, and exit from the southwestern part of the site near the tavern. During the meeting, board members or their professionals were concerned about the width of parking spaces, a need for gravel at the passenger loading zone, the protection and maintenance of the turf, and a need for more trees to screen the activities from the highway from neighbors. The DRT plan calls for no permanent structures. It would do business out of a portable office and using variance tents. There would be 14 portable toilets, one which would be ADA compliant. Traffic would be guided by orange cones and low wood and fabric silt fences, and employees orchestrating the parking. It was promised that nothing except the gravel would be left on site after the season ends in September. Representatives of the Huntington County Soil District would inspect the property at the end of each season and point out any bare spots. DRT employees have reseeded as needed. As traffic leaves the unpaved areas, it would drive over stones that would keep knock loose any mud so it isn't track into Artie's parking lot or onto the highway. This was requested by the Soil District. The main parking area has 179 spaces, and the overflow parking area, which would allegedly only be needed on 3 or 4 weekends a year, has 102. But those are 9-foot wide spaces, not the 10-foot spaces the township wants. On the relatively slow week days, parking would be rotated around the property to minimize turf damage. Krantz's owns a small lot between the river and Route 29, and in November of 2013, the Board of Adjustment decided he could bus customers in, equip them with tubes, and they would then walk right into the river. But this was conditional on securing lots of parking space somewhere else. Eventually, Krantz hopes to divide his activities between Route 12 site and the Route 29 site. What's a little disturbing, and it doesn't say it in here, is why are we doing this in May? Why wasn't this being discussed months ago? And the other thing that's a little concerning is the Board of Adjustment should really look at the total picture here. You got a working business that does bring in other customers, potentially from out of town, and there are other businesses that will benefit from this. So why are you putting people through this very detailed plan at such a late date? Now, again, it doesn't say why it started that way, but we really need to get on the ball here because this is one of our recreational activities in Hunterdon County, and by stalling it and disappointing folks, you're just losing business for not only Mr. Krantz, but for others as well. And maybe Mr. Krantz, it only affects him, but still, that is business, and that is tax dollars that are being lost out upon. So we need to get that all figured out. We need to take another break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in a few minutes, right after these messages.
Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, a few minutes left. Let's get some things on your calendar you might want to look at. Circling, we have an antiques fair set for Sunday at the 4-H Fairgrounds in East Amwell. That's going to be on Sunday. The Hunterdon County Democrat reports that the spring Hunterdon County Antiques Fair will take place on Sunday, May 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 at the 4-H Fairgrounds, South County Park, Route 179. All displays by the more than 60 exhibitors will be in buildings from New York and Pennsylvania, as well as Garden State. They will offer antiques from many eras, ranging from 18th and 19th century furniture and accessories to fine early 20th century collectibles. Shoppers will be able to find many objects to add to their collections or furnish their homes, including quilts, folk art, decorated stoneware, redware, painted and refinished furniture, period furniture, early lighting devices, early tools, kitchen collectibles, linens, textiles, paintings, prints, estate and costume jewelry, and a myriad of assortment of other items. The show benefits the Hunterdon County 4-H Leaders Association, who will be selling baked goods and lunch items. Ellen Katona and Bob Lutz manage the show. Admission is $7 per person, six with this article. Show ad or a show discount coupon and parking is free. The fairground is at 1207 Route 179, south of Ringo's. The GPS uses Lambertville. For further information, contact Katona or Lutz at 856-659-2229 or 609-865-9846 or email ellenbob360@gmail.com. ellenbob360@gmail.com. So you got the antique show going on there on Sunday. The Red Mill Museum Village to host the 20th annual British Car Day on June 7th. Registrations are welcome. The Democrat reported yesterday that, or the 13th, that a unique collection of classic British cars will be on display at the 20th annual Red Mill British Car Day to be held on the grounds of the historic Red Mill Museum Village at 56 Main Street in Clinton. That'll be on Sunday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 3. Visit the Red Mill to see more than 100 of the most beautiful automobiles ever designed and produced in the British Isles, including MG, Triumph, Austin, Keeley, Jaguar, Morgan, Rolls-Royce, Daimler, Lotus, and Bentley. The show has been organized in a regional event of the MG Drivers Club of North America to benefit the Red Mill Museum Village and is sponsored by William Thomas Roadsters, Performance Garage Club, and Chubb Collector Car Insurance. The car show will be held rain or shine and is open to all British cars and motorbikes, classic or modern. The judging classes will be determined by the ages of the cars, pre-registered with the approximately equal number of cars in each class. Cars must be pre-registered. To register, call 908-713-6251 or email mgdriversclub@hotmail.com. General walk-in admission is $9 for adults, $7 for seniors, active military, and veterans, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for museum members and children under 6. For more information on the event, visit www.theredmill.org or contact Tim Betts, Curator of Public Programs, at 908-735-4101, extension 102, or email at programs@theredmill.org. Very cool stuff. And last but not least, beer and food on tap at Hunter and Art Museum. Fundraiser slated for June 7th. Get a mug and a head over to the Hunter and Art Museum to Clinton's third annual Art on Tap fundraiser, Sunday, June 7th, 2 to 5. So right after the car show, you can go and check out the beer over there. To sample delicious craft beers and enjoy tasty food from local restaurants. Proceeds from the beer and food tasting fundraiser help support the museum's educational programs, including its class for adults with disabilities. The Ham in the Schools program, the Art Zone, a free space in the museum where children can make art, said Marjorie Frankel Netheson, executive director of the museum. Hunter and Brewing Company will supply 16 diverse beers for 3 tasting tables for guests to sample, including Yards Brewing's George Washington Porter, Oscar Blues Breweries, Old Chubb, Rogue's Shakespeare Stout, Old Dominion's Old Barrel Stout. Accompanying the beverages will be various culinary delights from Metropolitan Seafood, Beck's Kitchen, Prue Thai, Chocodium, and Glen Gardner Inn, A La Carte Frank's Restaurant, and Soul Mexican Cantina. There will also be a raffle featuring prizes from Matt's Red Rooster, Metropolitan Seafood, the Clinton House, Center Street Cigar, Jake's Restaurant, the Clean Plate, Dora Restaurant, and Just Chill. New Road Band will perform at the museum's terrace. Inside guests can check out the museum's latest exhibits. Tickets are $35 in advance, $45 at the door. 15 designated driver's ticket is also available. Non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. To order tickets, call the museum at 908-735-8415 or visit hunternartmuseum.org. The event was sold out the last 2 years. It's on Lower Center Street. For more information, call them at 908-735-8415. All right. That's a wrap for me. I'm got to pack up and fly out of here. I'll be back in New Jersey on Monday where I do my show every morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Mike and Michelle for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, those of you that have any effect in helping business in Hunterdon County, take an opportunity to just get the stuff done so we get our businesses up and running and moving in the right direction and not causing a distraction or a problem to the rest of commerce in our area. Have a great weekend, folks. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Wendy's presents Red in Looking Up.
Awkward. Great. The elevator's stuck.
I love when the elevator's stuck.
What's gotten into you?
Oh, just this honest tropical green tea from Wendy's. Changes your whole perspective.
Okay, you do know we're trapped, though, right?
On a tropical island.
With no lights.
On a starry night.
Need a sit-me-up? Only Wendy's has new Honest Tropical Green Tea. Organic, lightly sweetened, and hints of mango and pineapple flavors.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's.
Whether or not you believe in karma, consider this. VIP membership supports your favorite broadcasters and artists, and it also means great benefits right back at you. You get ultimate access to thousands of commercial-free, live 365 stations in hundreds of genres, and you can also take your music and talk stations wherever you go with your mobile device. So be it radio karma or not, becoming a VIP member is simply a great choice. For a free 5-day VIP trial, go to live365.com/register.
A world with less cancer is more than a dream to us. We work for it every day. We take cancer patients and their loved ones by the hand. We answer their questions, give them guidance.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos is taking a lot of flack after records came to light showing he donated $50,000 to the Clinton Foundation. The problem? He didn't disclose the charitable contributions while reporting on the Clintons or their foundation.
Even though I made them strictly support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries, I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
That was Stephanopoulos on ABC's Good Morning America. ABC News says while it stands behind their chief anchor, it also agrees Stephanopoulos should have taken the extra step to notify them about the contributions. Fans around the world are remembering B.B. King, who died last night at the age of 89 after battling a long illness. The King of the Blues was diagnosed with diabetes back in 1990, the same year he was awarded the National Medal of Arts by then-President George H.W. Bush. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone. 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today. 1-800-
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
personal embarrassment, and may even save your marriage. Let my 20 years of experience go to work for you. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this. Call now. 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0.
The first lawsuit has now been filed in the deadly Amtrak train derailment.
An injured Amtrak worker has filed the first lawsuit in connection with the deadly train derailment. Bruce Phillips was off duty, but he was on board Amtrak train 188 Tuesday night. The suit says Phillips was on his way from Philly to New York and was promoting Amtrak's Interstate Railroad Transportation Services.